This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline report for Friday. Corn continues to create a buzz as traders see new highs overnight. Let's check in with Scott Shelley with the CME Group to hear more.
Over the last 5 years, maybe half a decade, you've seen these markets met with some good selling. This is the first time in a while, probably 4 or 5, maybe 6 years, that I've seen some decent follow-through buying, and it's continuing again today. And that's nice to see. So we're attracting new buyers to the market. I don't think it's a panic as such, or maybe even shorts bailing, maybe a little bit of that on both sides. Yes, that's always going to be the case.
Chicago wheat prices for December closed the day down 7 to finish at 622 and 3 quarters. December corn up 2.5 to close at 416 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for December were down 9.5 to settle at 560 and a quarter. Portland prices for club wheat were unchanged, closing at 620. Portland hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for January were down 9, ranging from 713 to 718. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for January were up 8.5, ranging from 707 and 3 quarters to 717 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for December were down $1.10, closing at 103.47.5. January feeder cattle were down 87.5 cents to settle at 126.20. November class 3 milk was up 53 cents at 21.44.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.